This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Frostheaves, New Hampshire is a small town with views of Mount Monadnock, where the people are frugal, clever, familiar, friendly, and funny. The town also does not exist, but that hasn't stopped Ken Sheldon from writing about it. You may have seen Sheldon playing the role of Fred Marple, the town's unofficial spokesman in the Frostheaves variety show. Sheldon's new book, written as Fred Marple, gives us short stories and bits of news and wisdom from the town of Frostheaves. It's called Welcome to Frostheaves, and Ken Sheldon joins me now. Welcome, Ken.
Thank you, Peter. Great to be here.
My experience with Frostheaves has, up until this point, been YouTube videos. I haven't made it to a performance. And I was wondering if the accent that you use when you're Fred Marple was an affectation, something you had to put on. And it sounds like, from talking to you just a few minutes ago, that it is.
Fred is his own person, yes. And it's, well, I do shows as Fred Marple, and I often look out in the audience and there's about half a dozen Freds looking back at me. Because it's the, you know, the typical guy with the plaid shirt and the suspenders and the baseball cap. And, yeah, the New England accent or the New Hampshire accent is different than the Down East. It's not as deep. So Fred, you know, he talks like this. It's kind of slow, and he rolls his eyes, that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's a character.
Do audience members ever critique your accent and say, hey, you didn't quite get the New Hampshire accent right at this particular word? Or
you know, back when I first started, I think somebody accused me of channeling Bert and I, and I probably had been listening to a lot of Down East, and the Down East thing is much deeper, dear. You know, it's just deeper and thicker than the New Hampshire accent.
Sounds out of a Stephen King movie that right, you just did there. I wanted to ask you what you were trying to accomplish, what you're trying to show about New Hampshire by writing all these short stories about the people who live in this fictional town.
Well, as Fred says, he's been telling these stories for years at the show, and he thought that putting them all together in a book would be a good way to make a little extra money without any extra work. So that was the first thing. Well, I lived all over New England growing up. We moved about five or six times and had lived in every New England state except for Rhode Island. And invariably, it was in a small town. So Frostheaves is, to a certain extent, is all those small towns that I lived in. And all the characters that were in those towns. And New England is just kind of unique. I mean, each state has its own feel, you know. But in a small town, you can have a Pulitzer Prize winner who lives at a, you know, really nice house next to the guy who plows his driveway who lives in a trailer, you know. And so just trying to capture those small towns and how great they are and the people and all the characters that live in the town. And there's repeated characters. If you've lived in enough of these towns, you meet the same people, you know.
Reading this book, it occurred to me, I mean, hard not to think of Prairie Home Companion in some ways.
Right.
And, you know, thinking about what Garrison Keillor has had to say about the Midwest and how people behave there, you know, in churches and public spaces. And then what you hear sort of stereotypically, not just the bad stuff, of course, about the South, but the good stuff, too.
Right.
It seems like rural is rural is rural, no matter where you are.
Yeah. You know, Thornton Wilder has a famous quote about our town that he said, basically, he said it in New England, but it could have been any small town in Greece or Ireland, I'm paraphrasing, but just a small town is a small town to a certain extent. I mean, the classic thing is that everybody knows your business. You move in and it's scary. People know where you came from and who you bought the house from and what time you go out the door to get your mail. And that's scary on the one hand, but it's great on the other hand because if you have a need or something, then people know about it.
Mm-hmm. And a true Yankee, as you say in this book, will just slam the door in your face if you go up to her and say, hey, do you need help?
right. We keep to ourselves.
So, well, let me ask you, if it's true then that there are so many common things between rural areas, no matter where you are, then what makes rural New Hampshire rural New Hampshire?
Well, you know, my wife is from Minnesota, and so she helps me see a lot of things with an outsider's perspective. And, you know, we have this reputation in New England or New Hampshire of being a little cool, a little standoffish, a little reserved, and it's completely true. And, you know, in the South, if you're walking down the street, people will say hi to you. And in New England, I think, my wife and I have talked a lot about where this comes from. I think people don't want to bother you. And so that's where that reticence and reserve. So there's a lot of reticence and reserve. And then there's the whole Yankee, the old thing about use it up, make it, fix it up, use it up. I can't remember it now, but make it do or do without. And that sort of resilience, that stick to it, get the job done, make do. To me, that kind of epitomizes the Yankee and the classic New England spirit.
Well, what's next for Fred?
Well, let's see. He's been doing a new show called The Guide to New England for Locals and People from Away. The shows he has done in the past and still does are about Frostheaves, but this one is a look at all of New England and the things that we do, the way we eat, the way we behave, the words we use, like the fact that we call a water fountain a bubbla,
mm-hmm.
and just traveling around talking to people, trying to raise the profile of the town of Frostheaves. We're tired of taking a back seat to other towns. We want to move up to the front seat. We don't need to drive. We can be shotgun. That's fine. We just want to move up to the front seat, you know.
Well, Ken, consider the profile at least a little bit raised today.
Well, absolutely. This is a big doings here, being on NHPR. My goodness. In town, we got WHAT, Watt Radio, which is run by Harold and Thelma Delmar, hence the name WHAT. But it only reaches the outskirts of town on a breezy day. So this is the big deal here, Peter. Thank you very much.
That's Ken Sheldon, who plays Fred Marple in the variety show Frostheaves, and he's talking about his new collection of stories about this fictional New Hampshire town. The book is Welcome to Frostheaves. And we've been hearing from you about what books have found a place on your bookshelves. Logan from Manchester wrote in to recommend The Martian by Andy Weir. She writes, "It's about a mission to Mars that goes horribly wrong. A team of astronauts lands on the surface, encounters a terrible windstorm, and has to abort the mission. One member of the team appears to have died, so they leave the surface of Mars without him and begin the long journey back to Earth. But he is alive. He spends the rest of the book engineering everything he can to stay alive, growing food, making water, rigging rovers to make a very long trip, so he can make it to the drop point for the next surface mission to Mars, which is years away." Wow. Well, that is Andy Weir's book, The Martian, recommended by Logan from Manchester. And you can tell us what books you think are out of this world. Send us an email. Our address is books@nhpr.org. This is The Bookshelf on NHPR. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Peter Biello.